Be real quick, because I've already given you the word. Now we're just going to read. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I'm going to read to you from the Amplified Translation. He says, Paul, this is to the church at Ephesus. Now, mind you, the church at Ephesus, they were given over to witchcraft before Paul came there. They invested a lot of money in witchcraft. They believed in the goddess, Diana, that's it. I don't know why I'm thinking Athena. I don't know who in the world is Athena. Why that name was coming up. They worshiped the goddess Diana, and they made money off of selling idols. Okay? That was like their business, their economy. They made lots of money off of idols. When the gospel came in, the idols had to go out, and when the idols went out, businesses went bankrupt. You see how the love of God, not the love of God, praise Jesus, what's happening? Where did that demonic spirit come from? The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So people will do anything and everything in order to make money. So this place was given over to idols. And that's how they made their money. And the people were given over to witchcraft. And they spent and invest lots of money in buying the books. When you read in the book of Acts, you see that they threw all of those books into the fire and burned them all up. And it wasn't cheap because they had invested their livelihood in it. That's what they believed in. Well, the gospel came through and swept all of that stuff out. Left them without anything. You know, how are we going to, you know, where are we going to get some money from? What are we going to... You know, where we're going to get food from, things like that. And they were like bankrupt, and Paul had to come and tell them about what they had as a possession in heaven. He had to tell them about their spiritual bank account and how they had access to everything, how God had blessed them with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And so in his teachings from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 6, it's about teaching them how to walk in the Spirit and how to access the things of God. And so he says here in chapter 4, verse 1, now he's talking about walking it out. He's already given them the first three chapters, which deals with the theory, if you will, or the teachings and the instructions. Now it's, okay, this is how you do this. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, appeal to and beg you to walk, lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, with behavior that is a credit to the summons of God's service, or to God's service, if you will. And then he goes on, living as becomes you, with complete lowliness of mind, humility, which is what I spoke of earlier, and meekness, which is simply power under control, is defined as not selfishness or unselfishness, gentleness and mildness, with patience, bearing with one another and making allowances because you love one another. And he's simply saying, if we do this, the heavens are open to us. God will not only provide for us, but God will give us victory in every given situation. If we just simply take on truth and righteousness, if we simply live by and preach the good news of the gospel of peace, if we have faith, if we pray, we'll win every battle, every conflict, every fight. I like the way Pastor Rod says, our spiritual armor prophesies a conflict. It prophesies a fight. And so he teaches us how to win the fight, how to win the spiritual battles. But it begins here, walk worthy of the calling. In other words, live up to the expectation of God's calling for us. Don't bring God down here to say, well, Lord, you know, this is how it is, and this is just the way we do things, and this is, you know, and the Lord knows my heart and all. No, it's like, no, come up. Everybody say, come up. Matter of fact, stand up, because we're 4 minutes over time. Stand up. It's like, come up. No, live on God's standards and on God's terms. And this is how we walk and regulate ourselves, because the blessing will overtake us. Don't you know this? That God said, if you will hearken diligently to my voice and my commandments, that these blessings will overtake you. How many of you remember that illustration with Brother Joshua on Sunday about trust? Well, it's the same way. You remember the analogy where I kind of like trotted up to him and hopped on him. First time I slipped right down. Second time he got me and he carried me around here. It's the same way in the sense of Joshua represents an obedient child of God. I represented the blessing, and the blessing came and overtook Joshua. And that's the way it is. How do we know this? Jesus says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? And then he gives us the answer. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto you. Because, see, character is important with God and able to house and support everything that he gives us. Without character, every blessing that God gives us can become a curse to us, because it will end up taking us away from him rather than drawing us to him. And it's not like God keeps us poor to try and teach us a lesson. No, God teaches us how to walk so that we can handle the blessing, that when it comes, it won't, you know, crush us, it won't destroy us, but we will use it for his glory. And I'm telling you, some of you have been in a state and place far too long. Far too long. As a matter of fact, you need to tell it goodbye. You need to get ready for what God has in store for you. All it takes is a worthy walk. That walk will demand the blessings to come and overtake you. That walk will demand the favor to possess you. I was in DMV yesterday. And in DMV, it was like I had the choice. I called up to make an appointment. The appointment was from, the closest appointment they could give me was like May 26. What's today? What was yesterday? So I would have to wait 9 days, 25th to 26th. I would have to wait 8 to 9 days in order to just go there and do what I ended up doing yesterday anyways, which was go there and stand in line. So I said, you know what? I'm not taking that appointment. I'm going down there. And when I went down there, they told me some things that I needed to do. And I'm like, man. And then they're telling me some things that they weren't going to do. And I'm like, I sat in my seat. I'm like, I need favor. I need favor. I need favor. And I'm talking with Pastor Lucia as well, communicating with her. But it's like, I need favor. As a matter of fact, before I went in there, I said, love, pray for me. Going into DMV, you know how DMV can be. And so I'm sitting there, I need favor. Well, favor showed up. Favor showed up and took care of the business. I was in and out of there within an hour's time for everything that I needed to do. Now, I could have waited patiently, but it's like, no, I want to take care of this business now. Amen. So when he says the walk is so important. Because the walk will command the blessings to come and overtake you. The walk is what will attract. The way you carry and conduct yourself as a child of God, it will attract all sorts of things. And it's your character that will keep you from stumbling or falling when something comes out of the woodworks that's not of God. Because it will attract devils as well as angels. It can draw good or it can draw bad. But your character, your walk, your integrity will keep you from the stumbling and the falling. You'll spot the devil and say, I see you. No matter how good you look, no matter if the moment nobody knows, nobody can see, God sees. But your integrity will keep you. Even if nobody's watching, integrity will keep you. It has nothing to do with, oh, you're just the righteous one, or you just, you know, you're really up to kind of stuff. It's like, no, this is a daily walk for all of us. Praise God. Amen. Let's offer up to the Lord this offering. I thank you for your giving. If there's any prayer requests that are needed immediately following service, please come forward and we'll pray with you. But stretch forth your hands right now. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for those watching by television, live stream. We thank you for each and every person that is in this tabernacle at this time. For everyone that has given, Lord God. We pray the power of your blessing upon the offering and the power of the blessing upon your people. Increase this, Lord. Cause these baskets to overflow, ministering and meeting every need and demand placed upon this ministry. Showing the kingdom of God at hand. And for your sons and your daughters who have given willingly, freely, Father, bless them in Jesus' name. Multiply their seed sown. Keep the windows open because of their tithes and obedience unto you. Open doors that no man can shut. Let the blessing and the favor of God overtake each and every one. That it will not lead to corruption, but it will lead, Lord God, to the promised blessing, which is yes and amen. It will lead to the place of glory for your great name's sake. And so, Father, once again, we pray for jobs for those who need jobs. We pray for breakthroughs for those who need breakthroughs. We pray for healing in their physical bodies for those who need healing. Father, we pray that you will cause your people to prosper and to be in health, even as their soul prospers because of the goodness of the Lord. We pray, Lord God, that your hand will be upon your sons and daughters, that no weapon fashioned against them will prosper. We pray, Father God, the blessing upon their lives, that you will bless them and keep them and make your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. You will lift up your countenance on them and you will give them your peace. Your name will be over them and their household, that you may bless them, that they will enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, they'll prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. Father, I pray for supernatural breakthroughs by this time next week. Praise reports and testimonies shall come in of the goodness and the favor of the Lord, of how you opened doors that were previously closed, how you perform miracles, signs, and wonders, how you've gone before your people, Lord God, and your glory is their rear guard. Bless the offering and bless your sons and daughters in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Everybody who agrees, say amen.